Hello, everyone. Welcome to 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. It's our coaches' shows. Here we're with head coach of the Axtell Eagles, Eric Detweiler. I'm Quinn and Prophet. Axtell Eagles off to a 6-0 start here on the season, 3-0 in the Twin Valley League. They are also undefeated in district play at 2-0. They are the number one ranked team here in 8-man Division 2. And this week, they take on Hanover, the number three ranked team in 8-man Division 2. But before we get to that, in segment number two, we got to talk about the matchup last Friday. Axtell dominating over St. Paul 56-0. Coach, what can you tell me about the victory?
Yeah, you know, I thought our kids come out and played exceptionally well again. You know, our kids are hungry. You know, they're excited for every Friday night game. And we come out right off the get going and scored right away. And then I think on their first defensive set there, we stopped them on downs and then they muffed the punt. And so we got a short field position and we scored again. And again, you know, I think we scored all of our points in the first quarter and let our JV guys get a bunch of valuable playing time and just turned out well for us.
Well, again, there for your team, Wyatt Detweiler this season, just his seasonal stats, he's been a great round versus quarterback for you. It's 644 yards passing, 13 passing touchdowns, no interceptions on the ground, 318 yards rushing, 11 rushing touchdowns off 31 total carries. Your offense has produced 1,292 yards on the ground. Just, again, tell me how big that run game was last Friday and what it's been for you this season.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times our offense just kind of depends on what the defense is going to give us. And we ran some speed option plays where they, you know, obviously took the pitch man and let Wyatt run free. And it's just kind of the way it rolls. You never know, with our offense, who's going to be able to score. And it just works well. Sometimes it's Joe and Wyatt and Colin and Landon. And, you know, that's kind of the best thing about our offense is we got different weapons that allows us to score.
Well, I know over the past 3 weeks, two of those games, you had all your points put up in the first quarter. Last week, you put up pretty much all your points except one touchdown from that first quarter. What has really been the key here to that success that is just been that offense coming out and exploding early?
Well, I think it's, you know, just starting the game with great energy and just winning on all three aspects of the game, you know, special teams and as well as offense and defense. You know, our defense is doing a good job of setting up short field positions for us and just allowing our offense to score, you know, and anytime you can score and you only got to go 25 yards to get there, why, that's a great thing.
Segment number two coming right up. We'll talk about the biggest matchup here in the state of Kansas. It's the Hanover Wildcats hosting here the Axtell Eagles, but again, this Axtell's locker room chat brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, and B&D Buildings. Welcome back to segment number two here on 92.1 KMZ, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinn and Prophet alongside head coach Eric Detweiler of the Axtell Eagles, 6-0 in the season, 3-0 in the league, and 2-0 in the district, and they face a undefeated district, league, and overall opponent here this week. It's number three ranked Hanover Wildcats in 8-man Division 2. This is one of the biggest matchups that was marqueed last season. It's another one of the biggest ones here. This is to extend to 59 consecutive wins. Coach, what can you tell me about this matchup here this Friday?
Well, yeah, it's going to be a good one. Hanover is extremely well coached, and, you know, they've kind of been up and coming here the last couple of years. I think their junior high program hasn't lost a game in 2 or 3 years, so, you know, those athletes are finally starting to hit their upperclassmen years in high school, and they're just doing a lot of things right. They're fundamentally sound. You know, honestly, their linebackers take the right steps. Their corners don't hardly ever get burnt, and they just do a lot of things right, and that's what makes them such a tough team.
Yeah, and I want to talk about the atmosphere. It's going to be almost a state level, if not bigger, atmosphere for you against Hanover, just two big crowds, but also, again, kind of being marked by the entire state of Kansas. I mean, how are you going to handle that pressure this Friday?
Yeah, you know, our kids have played in big-time games before where, you know, so hopefully they don't get too nervous in that. And I always tell our kids, you know, there's no reason to get nervous if you're, you know, 100% prepared. And obviously we're still working on that this week in practice, but, you know, hopefully by Friday we're ready to go and shouldn't have any nerves.
And Hanover, again, they just beat Wakefield Bombers 53-6 last Friday. They scored 44 points in that first quarter of action. A big thing for them is they held the Bombers to just 2.7 yards per carry. We talked about in segment number one, how great your rushing offense has been this year, producing over nearly 1,300 yards on the ground. What's it going to take here to get that running game going here against this Hanover defense, but also trying to balance your offense against this top-ranked defense in the state?
Well, first and foremost, we need to win the line of scrimmage. You know, I know that obviously they're going to throw some things at us that we haven't seen before defensively, and we got to let, you know, hopefully our kids can adjust to that on the fly. And obviously, if you can't run anything at all if you don't win the line of scrimmage. So, you know, our kids need to come out with energy just like we had the last six games and just play with attitude and hopefully kind of can win the line of scrimmage.
Well, last year, again, this is a matchup that everyone was talking about. You know, can Hanover, you know, break the streak? But then that game ended 58-12. What do you see here from this Hanover team to last year? What are some really big final keys here before we let you go here today against this Hanover Wildcat team?
Well, they're more experienced than last year. You know, obviously, they got a different quarterback this year. They got a senior quarterback, Kadri Kohorst, that does a great job, running their offense. And they're just, like I said, you're older, stronger, smarter, more athleticism. They do play a couple sophomores that are extremely athletic that has been seeing the field for them last year. And they're just, it's just an all-around balanced team that's well coached. And you can just tell it by their record.
Well, Coach, again, thank you for your time joining us here as always, and good luck this Friday.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
That was head coach Eric Detweiler of the Axel Eagles. Again, the Axel Eagles take on the undefeated Hanover Wildcats. It's the battle of undefeateds in league, district, and overall. The game can be caught on 92.1 KMZA with pregame beginning at 6:30 p.m.